author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's been a lot of controversy within the military, where it, with certain military posts, as part and parcel of what they do in order to save costs on training. Historically, what they've done with spent brass casings, they sell them to ammunition manufacturers to be reloaded. And it has been found that there are some military posts that would rather treat them like scrap and dent the case, making it impossible to reload. That gets looked at on a regular basis, and a lot of SAM is raised about it. But, you know, that aids. There's all kinds of firms out there that do reloading on a factory spec scale, where you can buy cut rate ammo if you're willing just to go find them and do business with them. Another one of those functionaries that used to do that to save budget costs was the New York City Police Department. And this is coming from the New York Times, which indicates in their, they indicate, of course, they don't know what they're talking about when they put it in there with some of their terminology. But it's all beside the point. New York City is no longer going to allow, this is the verbiage of the New York Times, the millions of slugs fired at police training ranges to be reconstituted in ammunition that can be resold to the public. They're talking about the brass casings. They're not talking about the bullet slug, if you will. Story began when the financially strained city government decided to periodically gain tons of spent shell casings at the police department's outdoor firing range at Rodman's Neck in the Bronx, and offer them to the highest bidder. They were often sold to scrap dealers, where they would shred them. But 2 years ago, the high bidder for more than 28,000 pounds of shell casings was an ammunition store called Georgia Arms. I bought their ammo. They do a very good job at it. They're set up in Villarica, Georgia. They routinely buy once-fired casings, reloads them with powder and bullets, primers, and sells a bag of 50 for about $15 to the public, no questions asked. And in New York City, possessing ammunition is illegal without a gun license. The more or less routine sale, which at the time caught the Bloomberg administration unaware, illustrated the complexities of cracking down on crimes committed with weapons when gun laws vary across the country. See, their concern in gun-free New York City, Sullivan Law, New York City, where only the well-heeled, politically connected, or celebrities have concealed carry permits, 34,000 of them to be exact, was that ammunition would make its way back to New York and be used in crime. And worse still, for them, that deal was consummated around the time of a mass shooting at a Colorado movie theater. Now, of course, you know Bloomberg went insane when he found out about that. After all, he wants to spend $50 million a year to try to negate the National Rifle Association. The June 2012 sale to Georgia Arms was for $67,680. And at the time, the administration was unapologetic about it. In response, the mayor's office defended its decision and said subsequent sales to ammunition stores would be permitted. Here's where they try to go good cop on you. John Feinblatt, who was Mr. Bloomberg's chief policy advisor as mayor, is out there making, the question can be asked, what's he doing about, why is he making public statements for the mayors against illegal guns? He said he believes, as do all members of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, that our purpose is to keep guns out of the hands of criminals, not keep guns or ammunition away from law-abiding citizens. There's a big distinction between legal dealers and illegal dealers and criminals and law-abiding citizens. We're about crime control. We're not about gun control. He has since become, he was also the chairman of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Right now, in 96 steel drums, there's 67,200 pounds worth of spent brass casings. And the Department of Citywide Administrative Services is going to host an online auction for this. By one count, that brass could be converted into millions of rounds of ammunition. At the same auction, the city is selling another 96 drums containing 70,080 pounds of bullet lead. Now, this is collected only at indoor ranges where they have impact areas. And then they hit the impact area, and then they drop into a metal bin. That was back in April 7th. The plot twist here is now the bidders must be metal recyclers or their representatives. They cannot be ammunition reconstitutors. And they must sign an affidavit stating that the metals may not be reused for reloading purposes under any circumstances and shall be recycled in such a way that they shall be rendered useless for reloading purposes under any circumstances. Georgia Arms said in an email that the stipulation might lower the value of the metal, although the bidding so far has topped $70,000 for the casings and over $26,000 for the lead. It will end up overseas as scrap brass and probably come back here in a new form. Asked about the stricter provisions demanded in the affidavit, Phil Walczak, the press secretary for Mayor Bill de Blasio, said, as a member of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, Mayor de Blasio has pledged to protect our people and support the national movement for common sense gun control. Limiting the sales of bullet shell casings and lead to metal recyclers supports our overall commitment to public safety. If that statement suggests that the affidavit was the de Blasio administration's idea, you can guess again. The policy change requiring that the material be recycled was initiated late in calendar year 2012, shortly after the online auction service went into effect. Features of the online service allowed for strengthening internal controls. Calendar year 2012 was the last administration. This coming from Julianne Cho, the spokespole for City Administrative Services. The last administration is taking no credit for the tighter controls over recycling these spent pieces of ammunition. I don't think we'll have any comment on this, said Erica Soto Lamb, another spokeshole for the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. I don't care. There's always an angle to come after your right. Always an angle. One angle is to deny you bullets. And this is not going to deny you ammunition. This in and of itself, this one instance is not going to deny you ammunition. But it's not going to help you either. And by getting out there and saying this is how you keep somebody safe, that insults every person that buys ammunition. Every person that buys ammunition nationwide, because we're all simply criminals in waiting. We're the unsafe ones. We're the ones that can't be trusted. Only the government can be trusted. We know what's best for you. Shut up and let us tell you your opinion. It's like a lullaby, rocking you to sleep. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. One of the problems with this whole notion of expanded background checks is the current background check system on which it would be based, the foundation for the expanded background checks. Right now, in the United States, millions of bad guys can go and get a go through and pass a federal background check. Think Aaron Alexis. And they buy guns illegally because the police departments across the country routinely fail to put their names into a national database that tracks people on the run from the law. I don't mind keeping guns from felons. I mind things that are unconstitutional. And when the thing that they put up in place is failing to do its thing, when it's as porous as our southern border, and then they want to double down on it, I got a problem with it. The background check, which is done and conducted by the FBI, is designed to block fugitives, felons, and the mentally ill, and others who might be violent from buying firearms. Think your domestic violence guy who's under restraint. They automatically bar sales to anyone identified in federal records as having an outstanding arrest warrant, even if it is for a minor crime. There have been many attempts for many years to shore up the national instant background check system. And even so, enormous gaps today remain, particularly when it comes to identifying fugitives. In 5 states alone, law enforcement agencies failed to provide information to the FBI about at least 2.5 million outstanding arrest warrants, police and court records are showing. Among them are tens of thousands of people wanted for violent offenses and other felonies. Kevin Collins, who supervises Michigan's fugitive database for the state police, said, "I remember when I bought my first gun thinking that I could have had a felony warrant for murder and they wouldn't have known." Michigan police are required to report every arrest warrant to the state police, but they share only about 7% with the FBI, a process that would require little more than checking 2 boxes in the state's computer system. The result is that the federal database used to conduct background checks are missing more than 900,000 in Michigan alone arrest warrants. That means if you are one of these fugitives, one of 900,000 in Michigan, you can walk into a gun store anywhere in the country, agree to a background check, and walk out with a gun, and neither the FBI nor the store is going to have any way to know that you are wanted. The gaps are largely a byproduct of the fact that the police and prosecutors are often unwilling to spend the time or money to pursue fugitives across the state border. Which, by the way, is their job. The FBI fugitive database is built to help police find people once they leave the state. Many agencies see no reason to include the names of fugitives that they have no intention of pursuing. Do you understand the startling admission here? Just coming out of Michigan. And apparently at large. These things were put in there ostensibly to keep the bad guys from buying guns. But they're not working because the ones that enforce these things, the ones that are there to safeguard you, to enforce the law, to do the after-action report, get the guy off the street, and then put him in jail, don't want to spend the time or money if they go from, say, South Carolina to Georgia. Last month, USA Today, in an investigation, found that tens of thousands of fugitives, including people on the run from charges of robbery, sexual assault, and murder, could escape justice by merely crossing a state border. These fugitives are responsible for a substantial share of violent crime. In Washington, for example, 1 of every 6 people charged with murder was already wanted by the police for another crime. After the Virginia Tech shooting, where 32 people got killed in 2007, states rushed to pour more information into the database of the FBI to conduct the background check, especially records that could help identify people diagnosed with mental illnesses. Gaps in fugitive reporting went largely unaddressed, as did the mental illness thing. Once again, Aaron Alexis. Can I keep saying that? Aaron Alexis was having conversations with microwaves. He had a background of just firing rounds and blind, he would have these white blackouts where, in a rage, he would just forget everything he was doing. Shoot out your tires. Shoot a hole through the ceiling. And yet he was able to go to a Virginia gun store, even though the cops had warned the D.C. Naval Yard that he was dangerous. He was able to go buy a gun and then get on the naval post where they had been warned. Now, Dan Gross is the president of the Brady campaign, and he says, "It is unfortunately not surprising to me the extent to which there are holes in our system, given Congress's lack of success in addressing them. It's not Congress's problem." Do you know what Congress does? Congress passes a law. That's what they do. They write legislation. If the Senate and the House agree upon it, then the president signs it into law. Then it's passed down. It becomes law. And it's up to the individual municipalities that are partaking in this and taking federal funds to partake in it to execute this, and yet they don't want to do it. And my basic problem with the expanded background check lie is it will make things better. It will make things better for catching me and you. But still, bad guys will not get caught. Because we're the low-hanging fruit in all of this, folks. You know, we ride around and we have guns, and we're saying to ourselves, I'm law-abiding, I got this fine. And then you loan it to somebody, and guess what? You're a felon under their new schemes. Or they get a gun registry. One day we're waking up saying we have to register our guns. Which, if the nation reacted the way New York and Connecticut is doing, I would love for that to happen just so they could figure out what to do next. Well, they're not doing it. Now, Dan Gross points to this as if this is some great, great success. The FBI has blocked more than 113,000 gun purchases since 1998 because of outstanding warrants, the second leading reason for failed background checks. Those denials were based only on warrants reported to the FBI and the handful of states that did consult their own records before approving a purchase. That's nothing. They're not catching anything. If you fail a background check, you're not arrested. If you fail a background check for an outstanding warrant, if they have reported it to you, then there's no SWAT team coming out of the ceiling, which that'd be a good time to catch a fugitive when he's trying to buy a gun. That's a good time. That's a good reason to bring out the SWATs, I guess. But that's not happening. They just walk out and say, daggone. In Little Rock, DeAndre Smith, already facing charges of shooting into a crowded nightclub, managed to buy at least four guns from a local pawn shop because a warrant for his arrest had never been reported to state or federal fugitive databases. And his lawyer, David Cannon, said, without that, it doesn't matter how many checks you run. They want to give you more when they're not giving you anything in the first place. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At
Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the huge gap in the current NICS background check system. And this is something that everybody who buys guns and owns guns needs to take a look at, simply because they want more than this, because it's not enough to try to go after bad guys. The stuff they want to put in place would go after good guys as well. It would create crime, like the ATF, like the Department of Justice. It would create crime where there is none. Now, can't type and talk at the same time. In 30 states and in Washington, D.C., gun buyers are checked only against the FBI's database. As it should be, those states account for more than half of the nation's applications to purchase weapons, which in 2013 was about 11.2 million in 2013. Another seven states run their own background checks on handgun purchasers, meaning they can also scrutinize records not shared with the FBI, but rely on the federal government to screen buyers of rifles and shotguns. Sean Reagan is the supervisor of the FBI background check system. He says the more information we can have, the more we can rely upon to make a sound decision about whether or not someone has the right to purchase a firearm. the gaps add up to a very massive but not well-documented warrant under reporting problem, according to Sean Reagan. Let's go to the phones. Kathy in California, yes.
Yes, I don't know if you're aware of this. A friend of mine, and my neighbor and his friend went over to Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to buy he had a similar gun like they had at this gun store, but this had, a bead on it or whatever. Anyway, he wanted to buy it, and he said, well, I have to do it. He says, well, you pass the background check, no problem. So he said, I need to see your ID, and he threw down his California driver's license, and he says, we can't sell in the state of California.
Yeah, there's certain states, if you go to like a website for a rifle manufacturer or a shotgun manufacturer, they have states that they will not ship to as well, California being one of them, simply because there's so many rules in California to have a gun. And in a way, that keeps that gun shop and the gun buyer out of hot water if they come up on the radar of the California DOJ because they have a gun confiscation squad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I thought they did away with buying guns through the mail because of the...
Well, it's not through the mail.
That was one of the deals. They claimed that Oswald got his gun through the mail order system.
Well, okay, in that particular time, you can have a gun delivered to your house, sort of like ordering something from Amazon, like a scarf.
Right.
That no longer exists. If you're dealing with an FFL that's out of state, it has to go to an FFL within your state, a federal firearms licensee. And then you go to that FFL in your locale, in your state, and then the background check is conducted. So mail order per se, the way some people try to characterize it, that doesn't happen.
Okay. I was just curious about because I've heard you talk about this shipping guns to people, and I thought, how's that working? So I didn't understand that.
With if you own a gun, for example, if you own a gun and you want to ship it to a modifier, and you just want to ship, you know, there's not going to be a transaction taking place. In some cases, depending on where you are, you can just go to UPS and box it up and send it to them straight away yourself. If you're doing a transaction with a gun anywhere, if you're selling one, if you're buying one, and it's not in your home state, it has to originate from a federal firearms licensee, and it has to be going to a federal firearms licensee before you can take possession of it.
Well, does California have a deal where you can't buy from any other state but California?
California has so many deals that I have a hard time keeping up with them.
My parents, I was in Texas.
Right. California, like for an AR-15, the AR-15 that I own versus the one that somebody in California owns, are nothing alike at all. Nothing alike at all. So the features that are on mine would be outlawed in California. So if I try to sell one to somebody in California, I may be able to sell it myself as an individual, and I can ship it to them through an FFL, but he may squash it if it's going through an FFL in California. Because if it's going to a consumer, to an end user, like you, like me if I lived in California, and it has certain features on it that are outlawed in California, like a magazine release. You're not supposed to have a magazine release on an AR-15 in California. They do have something called a bullet button, where you have to have a pointy object to stick into it, and then it will release the magazine. But it's a cosmetic feature, it's an ergonomic feature, and, you know, can't have that in California.
I'd rather have a Gatling gun myself, then you don't have to aim too good.
No, you don't. But you do have to have a magazine release, because Gatling guns are magazine fed.
I know. So anyway, I thought it'd be great to have one on the back of my pickup.
Well, you know, I see all of these pickup trucks with all manner of things hanging off the back of them. I just think that would be new and unique.
Yeah, well, in Texas they had those rifle racks on the back window.
Yeah, but they're legal in Texas.
Yeah, I don't know. They're getting hassled now, too, so.
Yeah, and nowhere really seems to be absolutely, positively 100% free, does it?
No, we need to move to the moon, but you can't go there. That Van Allen belt won't let you through there. I don't care what they say.
Too high of a toll?
The what?
too much toll going through the Van Allen belt?
Yeah, like radiation, it'll cook you.
Well, you know, then, you know, that's, I could, you know, I could justify that and just say I'm working on my tan.
You probably ace while you're going through that, I guess.
Absolutely.
Anyway, it's nice talking with you, and I just was curious if you knew anything about that. I was so surprised that they could not, and so was my neighbor, because he's ex-military, and he couldn't believe that you could get a gun from Arizona over here.
It's simply because of the features and the rules. In California, the guns that are available in California for you to buy have to be approved by the Department of Justice in California.
What if you went over to Arizona and got an Arizona driver's license?
He'd have to have an Arizona residence.
Right. Well, I have a friend that lives there. I could use his place as a residence.
Yeah. And then, well, I mean, if you do that, I mean, you can do that. It's sort of gaming the system. But at the same... I can visit California if I wanted to go to a class in California, a gun class in California.
Right.
Because they don't have any way to check everything coming across their borders. They don't have the gun police at the border. And I could drive in there with my stuff that's not California compliant. But that's what you're dealing with, California compliancy rules.
Yeah. Well,
Connecticut has them.
Have that check station when you're coming across the border from Arizona. Supposedly looking for vegetables, but...
Yes.
Now, and then you have the another group on Highway 8 that stops you, or, you know, they slow down the traffic and they pretty much wave you through. But if you look like you're a suspicious person, they'll pull you over. They're looking for illegals, supposedly. That's been going on for years.
Yep.
So, anyway, I'd like to get out of the state, but I think I'm doomed here.
Doomed. You're never doomed. As long as you're on my side of the grass, Kathy, there's always hope.
Yeah, well, I thought that was funny that Feinstein got upset when she found out her office was bugged. Too bad they won't take her gun, too.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, you know?
Exactly. But anyway, I just thought I'd see if you knew about that. I was just amazing. There's no state in the union that can sell to me if I'm in California, right?
It has to be
without going through a lot of red tape.
It has to be approved. If you find out what guns are approved by a California DOJ, you may be able to find it in a standard configuration. But typically, they want something added to it, something special, some special sauce. So that's the problem you run into.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate your feed, and I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you listening to me.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep it up. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up on the last break in the hour, Magnum, if you can, please tell Steve if he would be kind enough to hold on. We'll get him right at the opening of the next segment. California's got a lot of gun owners. 9 million gun owners. That's 2.5 times the people in my state almost in total. And they just can't catch a break. They just cannot catch a break. But speaking of breaks, we're going to take one. We'll be right back. Steve, please hold on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Afraid, bald, and dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go straight there. Steve in Iowa, thank you for holding, sir.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, good. Years ago, I was working with a guy, former Marine Force Recon. We're both firearms enthusiasts. And he was telling me that I had a snowball's chance in hell of going to a competition in the communist country of California with my mighty, mighty M14 in service rifle condition, set up for the NRA competition stuff.
Right.
He said I would not even get in the country.
And what happened? You got in, didn't you?
No.
No?
Didn't even bother with it. And what I need to know is it true? If the communist country of California, Connecticut, and Colorado, know how they all start with letter Charlie, anyway, is that true that they will not let me in California if I have a semi-automatic handgun and a semi-automatic rifle for service rifle competition, M16, M14, whatever?
Steve, I do not have the ready answer for that. I have talked to people that have taught there. And they don't have a case of California-compliant weapons that they carry only to California. So I know that they take them there. But it's, you know, classes are not quite publicized as much as competitions are. So I'm going to take that as a piece of show prep to find. I'm going to find out from it and find out about it. I've got people in California I can contact. Gun Owners of America originates from California. And there is an entity out there called Gun Owners of California. And I'll find out for you. And I'll just do that as a piece of show prep.
No sweat. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. Art, yes, sir.
No, good morning.
I don't ever give away Art's location because I don't know where he is, and he doesn't either.
I haven't known where I am in years, man.
Okay.
But I look like this. I'm never lost. I'm always where I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
There you go.
Just real quick on that previous caller there. I don't know what kind of M16 he's got, but if it's semi-automatic, it's not an M16 because M16 is select fire.
He has an M14.
M14.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
All right. I thought he said M16.
Which I thought they were select fire, too, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It's all semantic, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this previous weekend in Chicago, in Chirac.
Yeah.
Mogadishu
on the Michigan?
Yeah, right. We got this clown, Gary McCarthy, police superintendent of Chicago. And, you know, he comes out with this line, I got the quote here. Until we do something about guns, don't expect things to change overnight, as if anything could change overnight. It's like running on a hamster wheel. We're drinking from a fire hose, seizing these guns, and people are back out on the street. They're not learning that carrying a firearm is going to have a serious impact on their lives. Now, that's the first quote.
Okay, well, can I deconstruct that just real quick?
Go ahead.
If there's no real penalty for carrying a gun, you get right back out on the street, why would you say, well, that was bad, I don't want to go back there?
Exactly. But on that first quote there, what he doesn't realize is if the good people of Chicago were carrying guns, then the bad people would very rapidly learn that carrying a firearm has serious impact on their lives.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. In an area like Chicago, it should be an occupational hazard for bad guys to get shot. And until that becomes part of what it is, like, say, in Detroit, part of what that is, say, like anywhere outside of a big city, they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep doing it.
They are. And, you know, he comes off with this garbage that, you know, the Windy City will not cease. Bloodshed in the Windy City will not cease without stricter gun laws. These people.
How?
Just,
what they, is stricter they, than what they got?
I know. I mean, this is they just do not see the more restrictive they make things, the more difficult they make it for good, honest people to keep and possess their own firepower. Gun violence, or violence with guns, I should say, just increases. They don't seem to grasp the concept that, look, guys, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws are going to have guns, and then nobody's going to be safe. This whole crap about gun control, guys, look, gun control is a good eye, a steady squeeze on the trigger, and a well-placed round.
Well, I think the only way Chicago could get any more strict about their gun laws would be to ban fingers and thumbs.
Well, that would be kind of hard because then I couldn't, without a thumb, I can't cock my revolver.
Yes, but that's the only way they can get any more strict. I mean, in Chicago one time, Art, a police officer's wife, a home invader came into their house, broke into her house. She picked up her husband's gun. Her husband was not present in the house and defended her house with the gun. And the police, McCarthy's team, had a long debate over whether she should be charged with breaking the law. Now, if you're going, and the thing about these gun control regimes is they always go after the low-hanging fruit, which is the law-abiding citizen. They make it, they set a series of tripwires and bear traps and, drop holes. And, I mean, everything under the sun for you to transgress the law.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you having a gun in the first place. And if they can turn you into a lawbreaker, well, then you don't get to have a gun. They're always looking to expand that prohibited person's list. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
And
well, you know, here's,
for a guy in that place, I mean, McCarthy, first of all, he's a thug anyway. He likes to get drunk and shoot out streetlights. That's responsible gun ownership.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, here's the thing, though. We'll tie this to the Bundy issue. Here's what I see is going to happen. I bet you dollars to donuts. They're going to take these 45 people that got shot in Chicago over the weekend, and they're going to pump this up because apparently, you know, these Fox News reports and all this about the militia out there with guns, waving their guns around and being making all of these threats to the BML agency. It's actually the BML agency who did all the transgressing out there. But apparently since that strategy didn't work to turn people against gun ownership, I'm willing to bet you dollars to donuts. But they're going to take these 45 people who got shot in Chicago, many of which were children on Sunday playing in the playground after church, and they're going to twist this around and use this as a distraction to try to take attention away from what's happening at the Bundy Ranch, at the Kelly Ranch, the place down in Texas that's going on with that, how many thousands of acres down there, what's happening in Colorado and Washington with land seizures, what's happening at the Klamath, along the Klamath River there. I bet they're going to use this Chicago thing to try to draw attention away from all of the land grabbing going on and focus it directly on Chicago and say, this is why we need more gun control.
That only works for the mainstream media, though.
Anything that
happens in Texas is going to get broadcast in real time. And maybe not on CNN, but you know, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Texas is a whole different animal than Nevada.
Well, I just say we need to really be diligent and make sure that we do not allow them to distract our attention from what's going on.
You get the last word on that, boss. Thank you very much for your call. All right, folks, going into the next hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.